Welcome to Morning Motivation with Gogo
and Natasha.
We are back again, and good morning. Good morning to all those that are experiencing morning at this time. Good evening to those that are here at night, and good afternoon to those that are here during the day.
Hey.
We have something special for y'all today. Another great topic. And this one was brought to you by none other than the amazing Natasha Young. And she brought it to our producers, and we said, that's amazing. Let's do that.
Well, thank you, producers, which is us, by the way.
Why you gotta tell them that, okay?
So they know we're multi-talented in the building.
Secrets out. Sorry. Oopsies.
Yeah, it's no secret. We're that fabulous. Yeah, we're doing a very interesting topic today that kind of came to my attention because I'm working in a sort of entrepreneurial space this year, Gogo. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but I'm really interested in the entrepreneurial space. Many of you out there might also be interested in this space for yourselves, getting into it or currently in that space. And in working with a mentor of mine, he reminded me about a book that I had already read, but I was just guided back gently to reread this book. So that's what I did. I reread this book and found, hey, there were a lot of gems in there that I saw them the first time, but on the second read through, it hits a little bit different. And the book is The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles. That's by Stephen Pressfield. And it's all about resistance in a nutshell. So sorry, spoiler alert, the book is about resistance. That's where I came up with the idea. I was like, oh, wow, resistance is sneaky. It just shows up in all sorts of different disguises. And do you even know what your resistance looks like when it shows up? How do you recognize it on the spot? So that's what we'll be talking about a little bit today.
I love that. And being able to recognize your resistance is so important as you are ascending higher to accomplish goals and dreams and aspirations that are different than where you currently are. Because resistance keeps us inside of a box of comfort or complacency, because that's what we know. And so I love this. I love this. So when you were reading this book, what was it for you personally that really just moved you in your life and you were able to really recognize something in your life that needed to shift?
That is a great question. I'm actually looking at the book right now, because when you go through these different things kind of strike you in the moment, you're like, oh, and like the light bulb is right over your head and you're going, wow, I get that. There was one page that I had dog-eared and bookmarked down, and this is really interesting because it's me meeting a point in my life where I am able to recognize an old version of me and not judge or shame this old version of me. There was a reason why I was this old version of me.
Yeah.
And seeing, oh, wow, this was actually resistance. And this was where it was. So there's this page in here called Resistance and Being a Star.
Ooh.
So I'll read from this page. And quote, grandiose fantasies are a symptom of resistance. They're the sign of an amateur. The professional has learned that success, like happiness, comes as a byproduct of work. The professional concentrates on the work and allows rewards to come or not come, whatever they like. This hit me on so many levels, Gogo, because I can think back to a time early in my career as an actress, and I would have, it was just these big fan, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be all the things. I'm going to do all of these different things. I'm going to work with this person. I think there's a point where having a large vision and then it goes into a fantasy level, because I wasn't necessarily taking the actions of a person who would be this star, you see? There's specific actions that those people took to become at that level. I wasn't taking those actions, mainly because I think, well, not to make excuses, but I may not have known all the steps, but I didn't go about really approaching it in a way that was consistently determined enough to figure that out. I was kind of edging around it and looking at it. I would watch this show, a gentleman, oh, now I'm forgetting his name, James. He used to, remembering his first name and not his last, but he was like the most famous guy. He would sit down and talk with actors in the actor's chair. Do you remember?
You're talking about Inside Actor Studio?
Inside the Actor Studio. And then the guy, he was like so famous. I'm going to get his name. But I would watch this and I would just be enamored and in awe watching and listening to the stories of all these famous actors, the people I wanted to most emulate, the best actors, the most elite. And I was following whatever step that I thought I could, but it was just this big dream. I mean, and that's not to negate what I was doing. I just feel like there was something missing. So it just ended up being more like a fantasy than really a vision that was being acted upon.
James Lipton is who you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Google.
You are trying. Thank you, Gogo, for the Google. That's the one thing about being in front of your computer. It's like, well, let me just look it up real quick.
Exactly. Listen, and being a good millennial, so.
That hit on so many different things because we've talked about looking in the future, looking at the past and ignoring the present, because you have to have goals. You have to have things you want to strive for, but you talked about taking those actionable steps. And if you were just stuck in the fantasy of it all, what are you doing on the day-to-day basis? Because now you're separating yourself from the actual vision when you turn it into fantasy. And that separation is because there's a lack of action. The lack of action separates us from where we want to be versus where we are. And once we take that action, we're now stepping into where we want to be. And I think about just the sum total of actions that actors take or creatives take to move in a certain direction. And it comes from what you talked about, consistency. You have to consistently take some type of action, because we're taking action every single day.
Yeah.
Because inaction is action. It's the action of no movement. But when you are consistently not taking actions towards the things that you want, you are just pushing yourself further and further away from the actual goal. What this quote does is makes you take responsibility and say, hey, this is on me. There is no deus ex machina that's about to come and save me and take me from point A to point success.
Right, right. And here's the thing, and not to be hard on my younger self, she was taking a lot of actions, but they weren't necessarily the correct actions for the goal that I thought I wanted to achieve at that time, this big fantasy of being these successful actors. I was taking steps. I was taking the steps that I understood, but it just, sometimes you don't have all the information. If you don't have all the information, how are you going to get the information you need? And is that a form of resistance too?
Being able to identify something you don't know. And I think we talked about in our past show, you know, having mentorship, because there's a lot of stuff that we don't know and we can seek it out through the knowledge of a book or the knowledge of a person or the knowledge of society. Yeah, your younger self didn't have all the answers. And so now you can look back and say, now, okay, I didn't have all the answers, but there are people around me that do have some answers to some of the questions that I have. I just have to take the step of asking the question, because sometimes asking for help, asking for assistance, that can be scary, because now it's like, oh, something I care about. Uh-oh. And that resistance may keep you from even asking the question to even get you to where you want to go.
So true. So true. I love that. Yeah. It's really interesting. And the thing is, I felt like I was doing a lot. I definitely was taking classes. I was reading books. I was watching these shows. I was imagining that I was in this place of being in my career that I wanted to. I worked with an acting coach privately. I was taking a lot of steps, but to become like those famous actors and the best in the field, it just it just needed to move out of this sort of, there was like some sort of, I want to say there's a point where it's like, you know, you hear the story, oh, I was discovered walking down the street, sipping on a ice cream sundae, whatever it was. And these stories sort of still permeated in my mind that it was just going to happen. It was just going to, like, I would do these classes and I would do the things. And then suddenly someone would discover, quote unquote, discover me doing the thing, whatever it was. And there was just a jumble of ideas was the problem. There was a jumble of ideas. There wasn't a clarity in the sort of the approach. So I was doing some work on one hand and I was finding mentorship, but it just, something wasn't, it just wasn't connecting. When it finally hit, wow, this is not happening the way I thought it would happen or whatever it was. I was willing to put in the work, but I wasn't seeing the result in the way that I thought it would look like. Then the bubble burst. Oh, wow. It's actually, this is where the value is in taking the step in the process of where you're going, really enjoying the process of acting. It's a completely different career than what you might understand from the onset. Especially, I didn't come from a family that was in the creative fields at all. So it was all completely a brand new concept to me to work as a creative. But is any of that sort of making sense? It's like you get to a point where the bubble bursts and you're like, oh, wow, this is different than I thought it would be. And am I willing to take, am I still on board with this dream, this big fantasy?
Absolutely. I know that for me, having that flash in the pan moment, having that big win in the beginning of my career, when I first, well, right when I graduated college, getting cast in my first movie, the same month I graduated, I had all this energy, momentum to this moment because I was working towards this goal of becoming SAG eligible. So I remember when it happened, as I look back on it now, I did not have another concrete goal as to what was next. I honestly thought that, okay, I did this one scene in this movie that was in theaters for 5 minutes, and now I'm going to be famous. I had that delusions of grandeur in that moment of thinking that, okay, this is, I've done it. All right, now I've done it. Now I'm going to be famous, and now, oh, okay, we're good. And that wasn't the case at all. Yeah, I shot that movie, went back to my hometown and started, you know, auditioning again. And I think having such a strong goal is what kept me focused because I had something to work towards. And so then at that point, I had to then set different goals. And I think one of the goals was at the time booking a national commercial. And I was so far from that mentally that it was fantasy of like me actually looking at what that looks like. Because now that didn't happen until like 10 years later. And that might have happened a little sooner if I had done some other things differently and really focus on, let me take this commercial class. There are things now I know that I can do to kind of push the needle forward. At the time, it was more so the opportunity is going to come and then I'm going to audition for it and then I'm going to book it, which those opportunities did come, but I just didn't book it. And that's a part of the process. Every time you don't necessarily book a job, then at that point, I do have to then reevaluate, reassess, and readjust. Recognize the resistance to me booking work, which at that time was a fear of success.
Yes, it's just amazing how the journey that we go on, and I love that we talked about the acting side of it because it's still at my core, that's how I see myself. I see myself as an actor. That is my sort of starting point for everything that I do. It's the basis for everything I do. And I came to that understanding that this is part of my journey in my professional life that I want to continue, but I had to go through all these different, these battles with the resistance and it showing up in this grandiose way and then going, hey, do you still want to do this? Yes, I absolutely do. I'm willing to put in the work and take the steps and also come up against all the different things that show up along the way, like what Gogo mentioned, fear of success can also come in to the picture. So powerful. And what does that feel like, that fear of success, when that shows up?
It feels scary Because like when you are bumping against the thing that you say you want, oh, but this is what that actually means. And so interesting, I was just thinking now, I'm a part of a voiceover agency and one of the biggest ones in the country. And I get auditions from different agents. And there's one particular agent that I don't think I've booked with her yet. Maybe I have, and you don't remember. I don't think I have. But for some reason, every time I see that person's name, because the stuff that they send me is really good stuff. And it's almost a sense of unworthiness for this thing. And so every time I submit, there's an energetic, you don't deserve this. Those little thoughts happen ever so slightly. That's my next obstacle to overcome. I'm going to book with this particular agent. I'm going to do that. I'm going to book one of those jobs that they send me. And then figuring out, recognizing the resistance, where's the resistance there? And then I have to work through that mentally of why I don't feel that way. And then what can I do to change that? Okay, if you don't feel worthy of doing something because you feel maybe you are in this position and you don't have the skill set, you better go learn some skills. Let me go hop into a class. If you want to get rid of feelings of unworthiness, then do things that make you feel worthy.
Come on, talk about it, go-go.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, let me reach out to my people that are further along in the voiceover industry. Let me spend some time with them. You know, let me watch some videos. Let me just educate myself more so I can work through that. Because that's my own personal thing. This person, obviously my agents want me to win. I have to work through that myself to overcome that. And then there are other agents I have no resistance towards. I've only met a few of the agents anyway. So these are just names in an email. But yet there's an energetic association with each of these names. And it's so interesting. And now I have to work through that.
What also came up for me in thinking about this topic today, just shifting into a different side of it, is exercise and resistance. So with exercise, resistance is actually a good thing, right? Because when we're strengthening our muscles, building just more strength, we need a certain amount of resistance present in order to grow in our sort of ability to sustain that pressure, whether we're doing a push-up or pull-up or whatever that is, lifting some weights. That resistance builds our strength. It builds our stamina and our ability to sustain physical activity. So when I'm thinking about all the ways that we talk about resistance in our lives that shows up and in our careers, and we're thinking about it as something that's maybe bad or negative, it could actually, if we flip the other side of that, flip it onto the reverse coin side of that, it could be actually an indicator that, hey, this is the area that you are building strength. And when you face me, you're going to get stronger.
Right.
The more you face me, the stronger you get. And eventually, it's no longer an obstacle because you've just moved right through it with the strength you've gained by facing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're totally right, because whenever I get those auditions, I still audition. Here's another opportunity to win. And here we go. And making those choices, understanding that, that resistance from that perspective is going to push you. There's resistance that pushes you and resistance that pulls you. And you have to figure out which is what and what is which. Which is what and what is which? Okay, my English professor would have a ball today. So really figuring that out. And a lot of that is trial and error, especially if it's new territory. Because once you've achieved something and you're in a different space, you don't know that space. You're new to the space. And now having to figure out how to navigate that and how to sustain yourself. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine. He is a personal trainer, and he talks about how years ago, him having a 10K month was a goal of his, to have a 10K month. And now his business has expanded and so have his bills. And now the 10K month that he needs, that just covers his bills. 10K is just enough to cover his bills for the month. So now he has to do more than that. And because, he's expanded, and he was talking about having faith and knowing that it's going to happen, because it's happened every month before that and then some. But now you're in a different space, because as you elevate, so do your obstacles. you don't get to a point where there's no other obstacles. So that they just change.
It
changes from like when you become a billionaire, yeah, money's no longer the obstacle you're trying to overcome or trying to accumulate money. It's now like, I'm trying to change a societal issue, hunger, homelessness. The obstacles, they will match your level of expression.
How do we relate that to the resistance that shows up and wears these different disguises? Because obstacles can definitely be a form of resistance, right?
We need to be pushed, because human nature is for us to just be complacent. Brain wants to keep us safe in our own little situation and not move us forward because we're comfortable in this space. So we need to be pushed. We need the drama of the obstacles. That galvanizes us to move when it happens. This is the same reason why we watch TV. You know, when no one watches TV looking for a happy ending. We want to see the drama. We want to see them overcome the whatever issue.
I like happy endings. But to see the struggles along the way to the happy ending.
They accomplish that, and then there's another thing to accomplish.
Right.
Because if there's nothing for them to overcome, then what are we watching? If you're not working towards something, or you're trying to fall in love with this person, or you're trying to accomplish this thing, or trying to beat this bad guy, because after you've done that, then there's another thing for you to do. Otherwise, why are we tuning in?
Right.
In life, we have goals that are separate and different from where we actually are, because we want to achieve something more. And we talk about, like, just in the general sense, in American society and a lot of different societies, there's that goal of buying a house, having kids, getting married. Those are set things that society has said, these are some things you should work to achieve. And they give us that. And then out comes people and we're like, you know what? Actually, this is what I actually want. So even goals are having put on you just when you come into the world, getting your college degree, getting your high school degree. There are goals that are put in front of you. And those obstacles are like, I got to get past middle school. I got to get past high school. All those different things for you to accomplish. So we are actually built to overcome obstacles. And the obstacles will get bigger because we have achieved bigger. And that's just how it works. You have to remember, if you've overcome something in the past, you can overcome something now, because you know what it's like to overcome.
Yes.
And you just have to now do it again. You're just repeating the process. When I look at my calendar, even this month, I look at my calendar and I see I don't have as many catering jobs. That means I'm going to book some work. And that means I'll be booking some more acting jobs. No matter what it looks like in the atmosphere of what's happening in the world, I know that's what it means for me. My calendar is really free. I'm going to be doing some acting. Okay, somebody's going to be paying me to do what I love. That's my norm. That's my baseline. And so now my obstacle is, all right, let's accomplish that. Where's the audition? Who I need to talk to? Let me call somebody. Whatever I need to do to achieve that. And that's that action that we have to take. And what does that action look like for you in your life? If you're a creative, if you are an accountant trying to go to the next level to be CFO, what's the next action you have to do today? And it might just be making your bed or just folding your clothes, because that can clear out the clutter from your mind, just 1%.
Seriously. Yes, absolutely. As you were saying that, I was thinking back to the basic actions that we can take, you know, the making of the bed, clearing clutter in your space, and how that helps us to make room for making those bigger moves. How that is also a form of resistance. I'm looking around my space, Gogo, and I have a lot of stuff that feels like clutter to me personally. That's why I have, if you were looking at this video, you would see the background is all blurred out.
And you would see a virtual background on mine.
It's just a lot of stuff. And I'm just looking at it going, I don't really want to see that. I don't want anybody else to see that. Is that a form of resistance in my life that I need? You know, so I've been trying to tackle the areas of my life that need decluttering, like shredding documents one bag at a time. And that has actually come to a standstill and it's just sitting, you know, in a pile and I'm looking at it. So there's all kinds of ways that resistance, it's showing up and showing you things. And sometimes we can become so used to seeing it around us or being in a habitual state of this resistance that we don't realize it's a problem or an issue until somebody else notes it or helps us to see that, this is what's going on. Wow. Have you had a moment like that?
I mean, to be able to, we can fully live in the resistance. You can live in that space and even make progress in some areas of your life in that space because you've learned how to make it work, but not knowing that there's a better space for you to be in. And only when you take those steps to kind of step out of that, then we can see it. And sometimes we do. I've stepped out of it when I've cleaned my room and it's been clean for about a week and it was great. And I stepped right back into it, into the resistance of having a dirty room. And I know that on the other side of that is some clarity, but I know I've been able to achieve in this particular state of mind. So it's not that you can't achieve anything. The process would be a little bit easier once you just go over that hump. And I know that for me, that's where it starts. If I need progress in one part of my life, let me go work on another part of my life real quick and see what happens.
There you go. I mean, that's it. It's starting where you're going to have success and then feeling the power that gives you that sense of accomplishment of, hey, I've succeeded in this area of my life where I did have resistance previously, but now I'm achieving. Now, I'll tell you, Gogo, right now where I'm having some major resistance.
Tell me.
Waking up in the morning at the time that I set my alarm.
Are you pressing the snooze button? Is that what you're doing?
I can tell you there are so many tricks that I have gotten up to. This is a years long process that's been going on and it's gotten into a battle of the wits. Like we're going toe to toe. Me and my resistance, we're like toe to toe. She's very smart and I'm kind of smart, but she's smarter. She outsmarts me and outwits me. Today, for example, my phone had the alarm on and I put my phone all the way in the other room, so I couldn't hear the alarm. Because that's a good thing, right? Keeping your cell phone out of your room is the best thing because it's better for your sleep. But in the meantime, I'm still not waking up at the time that I intend to. And I have all these goals that I have in mind for myself when I get up at this particular point of the day that I have mapped out on a calendar. Every day I can see it. This is what I'm going to do with this block of time. And instead, I'm asleep, everybody. I'm sleeping through those goals and those dreams that I have set for myself.
You are asleep in the resistance.
I'm asleep in the resistance. I'm outing myself in the most embarrassing way in this session today that we're talking, because I want everyone to understand that in no way or means have I reached a point where resistance is not kicking my butt every single day
right
at this point.
I am right there with you, not with the waking up, because I actually don't, some of you don't know this, or I don't have an alarm. I just wake up when I wake up, and I'm an early riser. So when the sun rises, so as do I. So I've kind of trained myself. I always get up around 6 a.m. just naturally. Now I can then go back to sleep at 6:30 and just be asleep until 9. But I usually have goals I need to accomplish because I have auditions and stuff. That keeps me going. Then when I think about like my room, because my disorganization of my room, when I think about getting that clean, what I love to do is I love to do one thing. Let me put up one article of clothing, okay? And that's a win for me. You know, I put one thing away. That is a win for me.
That's huge right there. What he just said, everybody, pew, 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 pew. That's a siren going off saying, listen to that. The success is in the smallest of actions.
Right. And that's what we have to hold on to when we are trying to build our muscle to combat the resistance that we don't need. Find your wins. Find your wins. And sometimes for me, obviously, you know, you can't have someone just come wake you up. I guess you could, but like, you know, it'd be cool for me to invite one of my friends over to come help me clean my room. Then I'd clean it then because I'm doing it with somebody. If you have to figure out how you operate, I know I work better with another person. I wouldn't be doing this podcast if Natasha wasn't involved. I would just be talking to myself with not recording anything.
Or we'd be talking on the phone and saying the same things. That's what we did for
right.
years.
Exactly. And everybody has their thing that they're working through, and you still find the successes and in other areas, because then it's like, okay, well, for you, Natasha, if you are waking up at a certain time, whatever time that is to wake up, then you start your goals then. It's like, okay, well, I woke up 2 hours later than I wanted to. I'm still going to do 30 minutes of something. I'm still going to do it. And I think I was just talking to a friend today. I know that for me to overcome certain resistance, I have to have a certain level of activity, meaning I have to have enough stuff going on for me to then get all the stuff done. Because if I have too much time to schedule for myself, then I'll just end up wasting a lot of it.
Oh.
And that's how, that's one thing that I know about myself. So I'll schedule some stuff. If I schedule to go play tennis, then that means I'll do my work beforehand and it'll get done.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's a great way to work through that. Yes, because it's an accountability almost, right? To an outside commitment. It's outside of just what you're doing. And so you have to get whatever it is done. I love that.
Yeah. So figuring out those different little tools and tricks to help you along the way really is a game changer. I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful to know that even though the stuff that I have resistance towards, that I can still find a way to win anyway. And I do know that once I do overcome that, I'll be winning even bigger.
Oh, come on. You know, when you were talking about those wins, it made me think of, because I literally pulled a book off my shelf last night and flipped open to a page, just said, whatever page it lands on, that's what I'm going to read. And it opened up to a section on success. And what you've just touched upon, Gogo, is very interesting, because this affirmation that came in, a success affirmation that was mentioned called You Can Heal Your Life. I have a lot of books by Louise Hay. And she lists off these success affirmations. And what you are in is an awareness of success. And one of her positive affirmations was, I establish a new awareness of success. The next one was, I move into the winning circle. Now, what I love about what Gogo mentioned here is that he is in a state of success awareness. He's aware that when he puts up that article of clothing into his closet, puts it away in his drawer, folds it up, and he succeeds in doing that, he is in a place of awareness that he will be a success. And what's interesting is that I'm starting to be aware of the mindset that I have been in, and this is why I'm going to be actually working with some of these affirmations for myself, because I would look at that and think, oh, I haven't done enough. And so it's automatically in a failure mindset of, oh, that's not enough. I should have done more. Allowing yourself to really live in that place where whatever you set as your doable, achievable goal, it's really the smallest next step, and really allow yourself to enjoy that success fully. That is something I am just so in awe of, Gogo. It's really a monumental encouragement to me that this is what I should be, what I can be living in and enjoying. Recently, what I had started to do is, I've been doing this for a long time, where you write down your daily successes, what you've accomplished for the day, you write down at the end of your workday, and then you're meant to celebrate it and really be in that place of, hey, I got this done.
Yeah.
That's been a real challenge for me, is doing the sort of celebration of it and really allowing myself. So when I stepped back from that, I said, maybe that's too much for me. Maybe when I get done with this one activity that may be like a task for that day that I wanted to get done, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. I mean, really, like, physically take my hand, pat myself on the back, do a little like sort of victory arms in a, like a V, stand up and just punch my arms and just say, hey, that was great. And that's enough. I don't need to like have a whole section of time where I'm celebrating and celebrating. It's just like finding, what is your comfort zone in celebrating your success and acknowledging it? It's different for everybody, right?
Right.
Not everybody's in the same place with that. So thank you for sharing about where you're at, because that's like goals for me. That's goals.
Well, I'm glad I could share it. And you're just reminding me of one of my mantras that I live by, and I actually haven't said it in a long time, and I should say it more, is my life is a win-win situation. And when you approach it to that way, you're then saying, well, which way do I want to win? And if you have that as your constant, and whatever variable you put in there, your mind will actually will tell you how this situation is a win, applied to anything. And you can apply it to some stuff that doesn't look like a win on paper. And then you will realize, okay, it is a win, because we see things as negative and positive, not necessarily on another spiritual plane. Things aren't necessarily, it's not negative or positive. It's just what you're focusing on. And your life is what you focus on. But when you say my life is a win-win situation, you're already starting it with a win. Even though my room is not clean, I'm still winning. You know, even though I'm not the weight I want to be, I'm still winning. Even though I didn't exercise like I wanted to exercise, I'm still winning. You know, even though I didn't book that audition, I'm still winning. And so therefore, when those things shift, when you do work out, now the wins have increased, okay? When you do clean up a portion, the wins have increased, because you're already winning. Because I like to say, if you're breathing, you're having an amazing day, period. You got breath? You have an amazing day. Done, period. Your day has now started off as amazing, because that is your constant.
I just want to jump up and down and holler. Like, that is so, so cool. And thank you for sharing that affirmation that you say to yourself. Say it again one more time.
My life is a win-win situation.
My life is a win-win situation. I think that's a bumper sticker from our show to you. I love it. I love it. And it makes sense, because I've witnessed this operating in your life over many years, and I couldn't figure out, like, how does Gogo do it? How does Gogo stay in this elevated space all the time? I mean, this is not just for a show. I want you to understand that this is how we are living and this is how Gogo is off radio or whatever medium this is, right? Off this podcast, on the podcast, he is winning. And it's just wonderful to know, okay, it's that simple in the sort of the thought process. My life is a win-win situation because I'm breathing today. Come on.
Right. It shifts everything, because what is it to breathe? Okay. And you have to then realize, and doing comparative analysis of your life versus others is sometimes not the most productive thing to do. But when you look at knowing that there are people that are no longer on this earth for X, Y, and Z, their time here on this plane is done. Yours is not. So that means you do have an opportunity to increase what it is that you're doing. Knowing that that opportunity is a win is such a blessing. And it's like, okay, yes. Cool. I can still go. I can still go for it.
Yes. Yes. And you can still go for it too. You're listening today to Gogo and Natasha talking about resistance, recognizing it, seeing what it is in your life, the disguises it wears, and how it plays out, and how you can face those obstacles. So I feel like we ran the whole gamut today, Gogo. This has been a whole tour of resistance.
Listen, we have toured up and down, in and around, and we are so happy that you guys have been on the journey with us. And once again, thank you so much for listening to Morning Motivation with
Gogo
and Natasha.